in Parry Terrace, and when I was four, I moved to 7 Commercial Road. At the time, my grandmother and grandfather were living here, so we came with my brother and my auntie and my mother and father, obviously, and we all lived here. And my father was working in navigation. He was a blacksmith. Very often he'd have to work on, and my mum would say, oh, I was about 10 or 11 at the time, and mum would say, oh, you need to take Dad some sandwiches, he's got to work on. So I'd go over and I'd walk up that black ash path, and you could go into the colliery there and find my dad, and I just loved the smell. And we went, when the big pit opened in Blenavon, we paid a visit, and we went into one of the shops there, and I said to my husband, I said, oh, this has taken me back to that smell. And I quite liked it.
Did he work underground, or was he...
He'd go anywhere, you know. Wherever he was needed, he'd go underground, he'd work on the top. He was very, very gifted, my dad, you know.
Because I've been told, people have said, that the blacksmiths, they said they could turn their hands to anything.
Yeah, he could.
He'd say, oh, I need something that's like this, yeah. And they go, right, no.
Very, very handy, you know, and he'd make all sorts of things for the house as well as doing things in the colliery. So he was a very talented man. Didn't have the opportunity to, education-wise, you know what I mean? He was young when he went into the colliery.
Did he start at 14?
Yeah, he did. Well, that would... I mean, we used to use it when we had the coal fires, but... That's the sort of thing he would do, you know.
It's got a lovely handle, isn't it?
It is lovely, you know. Because we found it the other day. Oh, that's lovely, you know. It's good to remember, isn't it?
Yeah. Can I ask you if he enjoyed working there?
He did. Yeah. And the sad part about it was that when the colliery closed, he was moved around. And he was getting on a bit then. And he finished his days in Haberdrennis, which was a washery. And it was the worst, he said then when he went there, this is the worst place on earth. We never saw the sun. And he's right, you go through that valley and you don't see the sun.